This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Still powering down the last of that Smashburger.
Pretty damn good, huh?
Yeah, the Smashburger is good. I like it a lot.
Should.
Thank you for asking.
You're welcome.
It was delicious.
Guys, we have some, breaking Lions news here, guys.
We got some breaking Lions news.
Is it good?
Depends on how you feel about the player that's not going to be a Lion anymore. Adam Schefter is reporting that Josh Reynolds, receiver, is going to be assigning a 2-year deal with the Denver Broncos, worth up to $14 million.
A 2-year deal for 14, so
good
7
for him.
Per?
Good for him. Good for him.
Up to $14 million.
Okay.
That's very impressive. I will tell you that this is outstanding.
Did Detroit water ice?
This is outstanding. This is kind of like a slush or a Slurpee type thing, but it's with like watermelon and coconut, and it is outstanding.
You like it, huh?
I'm just telling you, man.
Have you ever had Detroit water ice before?
I have not.
It's Mitch Albom's little thing that he put together that they have downtown, and it's a lot of it goes to charities and things like that. It's great.
Thank you very much. It's delicious. Absolutely delicious. So let's go back to the phones. 248-539-9797. We were talking before the break about how Stoney had butchered King's last name. Instead of saying Win, he said Hung because of the way it's spelled, although there's no G in it, but it's H-U-Y-N-H is how you spell it. So if you follow King on Twitter, it's at King Collects, if
yes.
I'm not mistaken, King.
You are correct, sir.
And then you see the way it's spelled. But we're asking people if they've ever had their name butchered, absolutely butchered by people. And have you ever butchered somebody else's name in an unfortunate way? 248-539-9797 is the telephone number. We'll start off with Will. Will, welcome to 97.1 The Ticket. How are you, Will?
I'm good. How's it going, Stoney and Doug?
Or it's Gator, but how are you? Thank you.
Not bad. So
my
last name is spelled Y-O-H-E. How do you pronounce it?
Yo?
Yo-he. Oh, my gosh. You along with everybody else, everybody from my teachers to my coworkers think I'm from Asian descent, but I'm a white American, and it's Yo-he.
Yo-he. Where does it come from? You say so. Is it Native American descent or is it just
Scottish Irish? Is what I've been told.
Yo he,
yo he.
Yes.
I like it.
Yo he.
You guys have a good day.
Thank you.
Thank you, Will.
Thank you, Mr. Yo he.
There you go. Jeff is next up here, and I just wanted to think. Hey, Jeff.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. How are you?
Hi. Doing good. Doing good. My name is spelled with a G. G E O F F R E Y.
Ah, yes, like the giraffe.
Jeffrey.
Yes, but like the giraffe. That's right. If Torres Russell's still with us, it'd be like the giraffe. Yeah, yeah. Now, so everybody butchers my name every day. I get Joffrey, Geoff, Gofrey.
Oh,
the worst
on.
Is my English teacher in high school was doing roll call, and he teaches Geoffrey Chaucer in class, and he asked if Gofrey was there. Couldn't believe it.
Oh, come on.
Oh, my
come
Lord.
Come on.
I remember when Cindy was pregnant with the girls. But we didn't know if they were going to be boys or girls. We didn't want to know. So we wanted to name one after Cindy's mother, who was Geraldine, so with the letter G. And I said, well, if it's a boy, because she was into the Griffins and all that. I said, nah. And Grayson. I said, Jeffrey with a G. She goes, no, because not only but everybody you think of is the giraffe. And I said, really?
Well, the giraffe is beloved.
I get that's a great – not well, it didn't make a difference because we had girls. Right, so Jessica – and I said, well, why don't we name Jessica with a G? She goes, no, then everybody call her Jessica.
It's true. Mm-hmm. I would probably call her
so
Jessie.
She's just Jessie with a J.
Thank you very much, Jeff. I appreciate it. I knew we had a – I grew up with a kid whose first name was Jeff with a G. We would jokingly call him Geoff.
Oh.
But it was such a joke, and he was in on it, obviously. But if you see it spelled, even with the extra,
right.
G-E-O-F-F-R-E-Y, how do you not think Jeffrey? How do you go with something else? I mean, unless you're just a wild Game of Thrones fan and you're going with Joffrey, which, I mean, that's with a J, not
right.
a G. I mean, I don't get how you can mess it up.
Me neither. Makes no sense.
Nonetheless, it was messed up. 248-539-9797. Bill is next here, 97 on the ticket. Hey, Bill.
Hi, guys.
Hi.
Hey. So I've got a story that requires a little bit of setup here. Stoney, you and I are about the same age, so I'm going to date myself a little. In college, went to see a talk by Ralph Nader, the activist. And,
yeah.
About a half hour, very serious guy, very boring. And but at the end of the his talk, he said, if anyone would like to sign up with our coalition, after the meeting, there will be a sign up in the Zam Hall basement. Am I pronouncing that correctly? And one of my buddies yelled out, yeah, that's right, basement. that's it. Thanks.
Ralph Nader.
Thank you very much. Yes, you
great
said basement
activist.
Correctly. Yes. Thank you for saying the word basement.
Yes. We have some ticket texts. My last name is K-O-N-O-P-A-T-Z-K-I. So I've heard it all. So I'm going to say Konopatschky.
Oh, my goodness.
K-O-N-O-P-A-T-Z-K-I.
Konopatschky? I don't know. Konopatschky? That's a lot. That's
yes.
a lot.
My name is K-I-E-L, pronounced Kyle.
Okay.
I get called Keel on a daily basis.
I could see that.
I understand why.
Yeah, I get that.
And of course, Gator remembers when the St. Louis Hawks played their games at the Keel Auditorium.
That's right.
Yeah.
The historic Keel Auditorium.
Exactly.
Where they banned you from jumping off the top rope.
Yes. I worked with a guy named Bob. 2 years later, I found that his name was actually Tom. The next day, we started calling him Roy. That's from John in Lake Orion.
Or is it Lake Orion?
Yes. My last name is spelled M-U-H-A. It's supposed to be pronounced Muha, M-E-W dot
gotcha.
H-A, like a cat. Most people who have never met me pronounce it Muha,
mm-hmm.
like a cow, including my middle school gym teacher who gave me the nickname Mumu.
Oh,
I never corrected him or tried to get him to stop calling me that. Because I was intimidated by him.
Oh, you should have. It's an easy fix. And
yeah.
to this day, I'm sure you figured it out. But you go, no, it's more cat than cow. It's
yeah.
Muha.
Muha.
But that's okay. It happens.
Muha.
That happens to the best of us. All right. So we had a little bit of Lions news there, sort of, that Josh Reynolds has signed a contract.
Oh, Josh Reynolds? Oh, I just dropped this.
Oh, Stoney.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, You deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
All right, I blame him more than Campbell.
Well, you should, but I mean, but come on, let it go. It's over with. It happened. Oh, he dropped it again, Stoney.
He was pretty good up until that
game. He was great up until. I mean,
he made a lot of close cut.
It was about his role with the team, right? He wasn't expected to be a number one or number two guy. He's expected to be the guy that you can count on to make the catch, and he did all throughout the season in the playoffs, right up until the championship game. But prior to that, Josh Reynolds had been very steady, and he was a guy that really helped to change things with the Lions offense when he came over here with Jared Goff in that first year, because Goff was struggling to kind of gain a rapport with the players. He was starting to develop something there with Amon-Ra St. Brown, had a little bit going with T.J. Hockenson, but you know, you needed something else. They went out and they got Josh Reynolds, who played with Goff in with the Rams. Mm-hmm. And it was just what the doctor ordered. Goff started to settle in a little bit, felt more comfortable. Hey, here's my old teammate. And, you know, turned that into another year with the Lions. It worked out well. And then this past season, I mean, Josh Reynolds had, what, over 600 yards receiving?
Yes, he had 40 catches, 608 yards, and 5 touchdowns.
He was a very good number 3-ish receiver on this team. He was a good compliment to what they had. You know, St. Brown was running all over the place at 1,500 yards receiving, 119 catches, whatever it was.
Laporta, obviously.
Sam Laporta hit the ground running as your tight end. Well, you're using your running backs out of the backfield. You need another weapon offensively because J-Mo was a little inconsistent.
Right. Well,
and
now
here's
this,
Josh Reynolds.
Well, looking forward, this is a perfect opportunity for J-Mo to completely take over. And it also, we laughed a little bit about it, but the CBSSports.com mock draft had the Lions taking Ladd McConkey. It's a perfect space for Ladd McConkey to come in and fill the Josh Reynolds role.
Well, Reynolds was, I'm not going to advocate for a wide receiver
at 29.
I know what
you're saying. We were just pointing out that.
This is what mock drafts are saying. We've seen a bunch of different names. And look, I expect the Lions to draft a receiver, just not necessarily that high. But if they were to, would you want somebody of McConkey's stature, or would you want a Keon Coleman? If you had a choice between the two, I would guess that most people would want to take the taller, bigger receiver. But I do like Ladd McConkey a lot because he's always open with that first
yes.
step. He's incredibly quick. Nonetheless, the Lions will be without Josh Reynolds. So, yes, it does open up more of an opportunity, but we already knew that opportunity was going to be there for Jamison Williams to step up his game. He's going to have to. And this is kind of why we thought that at some point the Lions are just going to say, well, thanks, Josh, good luck. And for him getting a 2-year and $14 million contract to play elsewhere, he got his payday. And I think in some respects he has a lot to thank Jared Goff for. Remember that last game of the season?
Yes.
They kept throwing the ball so he'd hit his bonuses and get the incentives, and it worked out for him. After all said and done, he gets a 2-year deal. So congratulations, Josh Reynolds. What do the Lions have moving forward? Well, Brad Holmes did speak yesterday, and he said some things that Stoney and I might take a little umbrage with. We'll bring that up next here on 97.1 The Ticket.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.